Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bankbook wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all. And one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with him on Montague Street, a basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're
outside. Did you have a good time tonight, Carmen?
Oh, I had a wonderful time, Sam.
Well, good. Well, I figured it'd be so much nicer here than outdoors, you know, where the fireplace is going. It's nice, it's cozy, it's warm and nice.
Yeah, I really can't
but
stay.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
and
hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
but
think.
But maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's
no
in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
your eyes are like starlight
to
now
to break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I
well.
Ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
oh,
stay.
Oh, baby, no, to hold out.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
Now that's nicer, isn't it? We got the magazines all put away. We're all comfy and warm and, well, Carmen, now?
I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no, Sam.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window at that
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at
like
the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Sam, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty if
you caught pneumonia and
I
die.
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
Oh,
baby,
but it's cold.
Just what I need. Another reason to bleed. closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done, on to the next one, done. Done and I'm on to the next one, done. Done and I'm on to the next one, done. Done and I'm on to the next one, done.
Heinz Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
fast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and drives like an
ace. You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Yesterday, that it's nearly Christmas. What did I want? And I thought, just love me, love me, love me. That's what I want for Christmas. When I walk through a room, let them see you need me. Walk through a room, let them see you love me, love me, love me. That's what I want for Christmas. Anyone can wish for all the trinkets in the window. Some can see, but the present that I want you'll never find in any window. Bring me love and bring it just for me. When you come home at night, take me in your arms and hold me and kiss me and say,
the body or the knockout looks of you. Girl, you've got a lot of things I'd like to steal, it's true. So something deep inside me just gets chained up in a knot to know that you'd want to take away the one thing that I've got. Anything but him I'll let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you to make you go away? I got gold, no rubies. I ain't got a lot of cash, but I've got some old home movies. You should see the one my daddy took of us on our wedding day. You see his face as I'm walking down the aisle. Does he look at you that way? Give to you to make you go away. Take my bed, I know you like sleeping in it. Take the clock that helped you count down the minutes. Take my scarf and take my hair. Take the sweater off my back. Take so anything but him I'll let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you? Oh, Tabitha, what else can I give to you to make you go away?
If Albert Einstein were alive today, he'd help to end drug prohibition. Einstein once wrote, quote, "The prestige of government has been lowered considerably by the prohibition law. Nothing is more destructive of respect for the government than passing laws which cannot be enforced," end quote. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and teach policymakers a lesson from one of history's smartest men. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Thank you. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without the costume that I wore. He wants to write a love song, a cry above the suffering, a sacrifice recovering, but that isn't what I need him to complete. I want him to be certain that he doesn't have a burden, that he doesn't need a vision, that he only has permission to do my instant bidding, which is to say what I have told him to repeat. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home costume that I wore.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
I've been paralyzed, I can't make a move. She don't like me like before. I've been swimming and I can't make the shore. Seems you've got me down.
keep you.